Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I hate it when I do that. I'm sorry. Hi, everybody. This is Goldie. My name is Christiana, but I go by Goldie as well, Lady Goldie. I am very happy to see that I have 10 callers in the switchboard waiting for me to take their calls and do the psychic reading. So I'm really excited about that. Just real quick, if you are looking for a private session, I do offer a sliding scale. So you can talk to me about that. Just go to christianashealinghands.com, C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y-A-N-A-S, christianashealinghands.com. And fill out the contact page, the information that it asks you for, and just send it to me, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. Thank you so much. Okay, since we only have 30 minutes today, I am going to have to do mini card readings for everybody. So it's going to be maybe a few minutes per person. Okay, first area code is 916 area code. Hello.
Hi, Goldie. Hi, Goldie.
Hi, how can I help you?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, and I think my energy may have shifted. I've been looking for permanent work for a long time, and I am working temporarily at a major cell phone company that's closing its doors mid-January. So I'm looking around, and I had a magical interview with another temp agency on the 22nd for a job with Franklin Templeton, and it's not what I'm used to. It's I'm more background of medical insurance, but this is talking to brokers, I think, and entering data in the computer. And I think he liked me a lot, and he's the one that makes the hiring decision. Do you think that I'm going to get hired for this Franklin Templeton job, and will I keep it for at least 8 years?
Okay, well, I could just focus on one question on whether or not you're going to get the job. Okay, well, first off, I'm just going to start with the card that I have. I have the doubt card. Says, I release the need to know all of the answers. So just relax and trust that things will unfold the way they need to. As far as getting the job, it feels good to me. I felt kind of a jolt of energy go through my solar plexus, my abdomen, all the way up to my throat chakra. And that tells me that it's a place where you're going to feel a healthy sense of power in your life and like you're in the right spot and a place where you could speak your truth, where it will resonate with you, because I felt the throat chakra. And it felt like a very light feeling, bouncy, high kind of energy, so a good energy. I feel good about it. I'm an empath, so I most of my information through feeling, like physically feeling.
Okay,
so that is what I got. I am going to go on to the next caller. Thank you for calling. I'll put you on to listen.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next caller, 702 area code.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. My question for tonight is,
what's your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Craig.
Okay. And what is your question?
Okay. My question for tonight is, do you see any promotion opportunities coming for me soon?
Opportunities for what?
Promotion.
Oh, a promotion. Like, okay, so career.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel like there's going to be a promotion, but you know, things can change. Things often do change, and but at this time, I don't feel like that is going to happen. One thing, I did pull the empathy card, so. In this situation, try to see all sides or both sides of the situation. Like if you don't get the promotion, try to empathize and have compassion and try to understand why that would be so, and don't take it as like a personal thing. It's not a personal attack. All right, well, I'm going to put you on the list, and thank you for calling. Okay, next caller calling from the 860 area code.
Hi.
Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes. My birthday's coming up. My name's Amy, and I invited a special person to come and it's weird. Basically, very quickly, I met him last month, and we really hit it off. And I don't know if he's just busy or whatever, but I haven't heard from him at all, pretty much. So I don't know what's going on with him. Can you tap into his energy and see what's happening? Is he going to come to the party?
Let me pull out my other card deck. Okay, so I feel that this person is not going to be the one that you're going to be with. I don't feel that it's going to go where you had hoped for, but there will be somebody new that will come along as long as you just keep putting yourself out there. I got the new love card.
Okay.
So that tells me right there that there's going to be someone new. And I don't think
Is it soon?
Yeah, it's going to be very soon.
Really? Okay.
Probably within a month.
Wow, okay. And that's within my birthday anyway. Is it going to be at my birthday, this person?
Well, that's all I can answer for now because I have to go to the next caller.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thank you. Okay, next caller calling from the 914 area code.
Hello. Thank you for
taking
my call.
Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. My name is Kate, and I was calling regarding work. I was wondering if you see Kate or Aaron working with me, if you see us partnering up on projects together.
Kate or Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron, I met Kate just through social media recently. I haven't asked her yet.
Okay, so repeat their names.
Kate and Aaron.
And your name?
My name is Kate, Catherine. People call me Kate, Kat, every
okay.
variation thereof.
Okay, the first answer I got was no, that they will not be working with you.
Either or.
I just got a straight no. And I did pull the judgment card, so be careful who you surround yourself with, the people that you allow in your life and the people that you're open with. You might want to kind of pull back in a little bit and careful with who you're trusting.
Wow. Okay. You don't.
Okay.
Think,
don't get discouraged.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on the list in now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
so much
for
calling.
Thank you as well.
Okay. Next person, 312 area code.
Oh, hello.
Hi. This is Goldie.
Hi. How are you? My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How can I help you?
I'd like to know if I have a friend that I didn't see over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I'm just wondering if I'll catch up with him in the next couple weeks.
Okay. Is this a love interest?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, and do you have really good chemistry with this person?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I feel that you will see him again.
Okay.
And that things will go well. Very romantic. So
okay.
It's a good feeling, and my heart's warming up, so I really feel like there's a lot of love between you two.
Yes, yes. Do you know how long,
yeah.
How long it'll be? Maybe a week or
how,
2 weeks or...
I don't think it'll be longer than a week, 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold to listen. Thanks. Okay. The next caller we have calling from the 313 area code.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. How can I help you?
Yes. I want to know if I'm going to get some help with my mission and with celebrities, because I really want to work with celebrities.
Okay, well, I just one question. So you want to know if you're going to get help with your mission, you said?
Yes, with celebrities.
Okay, so you're hoping to be an assistant for celebrities?
No, you know, get help with them with my mission.
Okay, what is your mission? Can you tell me what that is?
Spiritual progression.
Spiritual. Okay, so I don't feel like that's really going to be your path in life. I'm feeling that where you are at right now and what you're doing right now, this is where you need to be. It's kind of like a series of, you know, when you stack dominoes up and you put them in a row, it's kind of like that, like in order for the next one to go and for the next chapter in your life, you have to get through the one you're in right now. So you're where you need to be at. I am going to put you on hold to listen. I have to go to the next caller. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller, 417. And forgive me if I'm moving quickly here, but I have, surprisingly a lot of callers today. It's great. Okay, so 417 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Linda. I just wanted to see, I'm in a new relationship with someone, and I just want to see how her and I are going to progress with the relationship. Do you see marriage or whatever you see there?
Okay. 1 second. I do feel like you two will tie the knot eventually. And I got the honeymoon card.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. Yes, I feel like it's a promising relationship. Before you get to that point, I feel like there's going to be some family issues that you'll both have to work through together as a family unit.
Okay.
And remember to keep an open mind in this relationship. Just always have an open mind.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of a unique situation, so I can see that.
Okay. All right, great. Okay. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, Lewis, and thank you so much
for
calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and the next caller, 917 area code.
Hello, Christiana. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How can I help you?
I had a job interview, and I was told that they would be getting back to the candidates this week. So I want to hear from you. Does it look like I'll get an offer, or do you pick up any other information regarding this job?
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to, whether or not you're going to get this job.
Yeah, whether they'll make me an offer, yes.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not on this one. It's, and if you did get it, I feel like it wouldn't be the right fit for you.
Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you so much for the reading.
And one more thing, is I pulled the relationship card, and it says, I'm attracted to those people who serve my higher good. So keep in mind, in your pursuit of finding the right job, that you surround yourself with like-minded people and the right opportunities will come your way.
I will keep that in mind. Thank you so much, Christiana.
Put you on hold to listen.
Okay.
Next caller, 267 area code.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, my
How
name
can
is
I help
Donna.
You?
Donna? Yes, my name is. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How can I help you? What is your question today?
Okay, I would like to know if me and my husband will be getting back together again, if you see that.
Okay. I don't feel that you two will be getting back together. And I feel that finances and, like, stuff surrounding money and jobs, career and finances, financial issues are going to be a factor. Either they will be shortly or they have been an issue. Are you guys
yes,
in a lot of
him.
Debt?
Yes, he was, yes.
Okay.
Is that the reason he left?
It definitely has something to do with it. It's not the whole reason, but it's part of it.
Okay, and would you be able to tell me if he has someone else?
I can only answer one question because I have other people that I need to get to. But I can put you on hold to listen to the show. Thank you for calling. Okay, again, please, people, don't be mad at me for cutting you off short. I can only do one question per person. And there are only 9 minutes left, so I'm going to try to whip through this as quick as I can. 856 area code. Hello?
Hello? Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Who's calling?
Rosemaria.
I came back from
a trip, and I was wondering, things a little changed a little bit with a friendship that I'm interested in. So if you pick up, if it's going to get better and get married, and if you come in here next month. my birthday and Christmas.
You want to know if you're getting married to him?
Yes, and if he's coming here next month.
I don't think this is the right person for you. I got a card that says pay attention to the red flags. The signs are cautioning you. So I feel that this is somebody that you kind of gotta read between the lines and be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, I'm aware of what's going on.
Okay, well,
that's true.
I don't think it's the right one for you.
All right, cool. Thank you.
So, but hang in there and. All right, thank you. Okay, next caller is calling from the 702 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Who's calling?
Oh. My name's Heather, and I was wondering what you see coming up for me in the relationship department.
Relationship. Okay. Okay, I pulled the chemistry card again, so that's telling me that you're going to meet somebody who you have very strong attraction to. You both will be very attracted together and have really great chemistry. And I'm seeing like about a month before you meet this person.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Okay, and the next caller, 646 area code.
Well, hello, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. This is Tony. I was just calling to find out, when did you see a job coming in for me?
A job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I think there will be opportunities coming your way, like, very soon. But when you're presented a job, really think about it. Think about whether or not it's the right fit for you. And if you really feel like it's not the right fit for you, go for something else.
Okay.
Hang in there until you can find something that'll be a better fit.
Got you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Okay, and the next caller is anonymous number. I'm going to take your call now.
Hi, Christiana.
Hello.
Hi, thank you so much. Can you tell me if you see any jobs coming for me soon, please?
Okay. I do feel like a job will be coming to you soon, and I feel like it's something, okay, so there's books here. She's holding books, and it says share your wisdom. So I think a profession where you can share your advice and your wisdom with others is really what's going to be a good fit for you. Are you kind of like a bookworm?
I am. I'm a bookworm, yes. And
okay,
I've also been all of this stuff. Like, I'm a Reiki master, and I've been researching a lot of other stuff as well, like in terms of energy healing and that kind of stuff.
That's your area right there, everything you just described. So
wow.
I'm just getting out there and sharing that wisdom with others.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Have a good night. Okay, everybody. There are 4 minutes left for the show. So, once again, if you want a private, in-depth reading, psychic reading, I offer a sliding scale. Okay, so usually I charge per minute, $1 a minute. But if, say, you've hit hard times or whatever, I can work with you and lower the price. I think I do pretty good readings. My accuracy rate is
is on the higher percentage. You know that psychic readings are never 100% spot on. It's sometimes hard to interpret the information that I receive, but I always do my very best to provide the most honest, straightforward answer that I can give you. And I just absolutely love what I do. I love offering people the psychic readings. I also do Reiki. I do spell casting. I am a Wiccan based, so it's all in love and light. Psychic readings, spell casting, Reiki, life coaching, and hypnosis. If you're interested in any of those, please feel free to contact me on my website. It's ChristianasHealingHands.com. It's in the description section here on Blog Talk. That's ChristianasHealingHands.com, ChristianasHealingHands, ChristianasHealingHands.com. So please go there and check it out. Fill out the contact page info, and I will get back to you. Typically, I get back to people within 24 hours. There's only a minute left. Okay. Also, my show is on typically Monday nights, 6:30 p.m., Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., and now I switch the time on Fridays to 6:30 p.m. Sometimes the days and the times are a little off, and I have to move it all around. And like today's Saturday, right, the 26th. I had to do it today because I couldn't do it yesterday, and the holiday got in the way. So just stay tuned. Check me out on social media too, ladies and gentlemen. Under Promise Life Coaching, that is my life coaching website. I also have that website. But just look me up on Facebook, Promise Life Coaching. All right, everybody, you take care. Many blessings to you. Love and light to you. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Love you all very much. Take care and have a good night. Bye.